Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by John Kenneth DeBoer. John is associate professor of the School of Theater and Dance at the University of Montana in Missoula and director of the production Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches, which is being staged currently at the University of Missoula. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to speak with you. It's actually World AIDS Day today, and this is an award-winning production that captures a part of the story, a moment in time, if you will, and an important production to be performing. I understand it's the first time the show has ever been performed in Montana.
Yes, it's a very important show. Some say it's the seminal work of the 1990s and one of the more important plays of the 20th century. But it takes place during a really crucial time in the history of the gay rights movement in this country. It takes place in the mid-1980s in the midst of the AIDS crisis when AIDS had been named, but it was not fully understood. It was something that crept up on people, snuck up on them, and suddenly they were sick, and then suddenly they were dying. It wasn't like today where we have rapid HIV tests and we fully understand what causes AIDS. It was produced in 1993 after the AIDS crisis had kind of seen its peak and the understanding had come in. And a larger portion of the population were advocates for those living with AIDS and HIV. But it was also looking at the gay community and the identity that was being created by weathering this trial of the plague that was AIDS in the 1980s, and the identity that we were beginning to demand. Because in the 1980s, AIDS was being ignored by the larger population to a certain extent, or blamed upon gays and lesbians. And as we got into the 1990s, that cry for acceptance and for being brought into the greater whole of the American identity was becoming louder and louder and louder. And Tony Kushner's Angels in America was the first work that really made it into the mainstream. It won the Pulitzer Prize, won the Tony Award in 1993 or 1994, I can't quite remember. It made a big splash on the West End stage in London, and it has continued to be one of the most important plays of the 1990s. It's taught in every dramatic literature course and every English course on American drama now, so it was a major miniseries on HBO in the 2000s. So.
And the production explores both the social aspects of what was going on in America at that time, but also it's a very personal story. Can you talk a little bit about how that's intertwined in such a wonderful way?
Yes. Well, the larger political story comes from the inclusion of the character of Roy Cohn, who was a conservative wheeler and dealer in American politics from the 1950s all the way through his death in the 1980s. And he was a closeted gay man who eventually succumbed to the effects of AIDS. And our main characters kind of interact with him. It's a fictional portrayal of him that one of the main characters is a closeted, married Mormon man who is dealing with his sexuality and interacting with a group of gay men that he has met peripherally through work. And part of his job is that he is one of Roy Cohn's go-to boys in terms of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes in New York politics. So you have this larger portrayal of American conservative politics in the person of Roy Cohn. And then you have all of these fictional characters whose personal stories kind of are archetypes for the gay American experience in the 1990s. You have out and proud drag queens. You have pseudo-intellectual liberals who work on or live on the periphery of the gay community. And then you have Roy Cohn, this ultra-conservative, closeted man who will stab his best friends in the back just to get ahead in life. So it creates a very personal experience where you see these archetypes, but you can also stand further back and see the larger political experience through the character of Roy Cohn.
We're talking about Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches. It's being staged at the University of Montana in Missoula. The first week ran before Thanksgiving, and the next week will run this week, the 3rd through the 7th at 7:30 p.m. You're also doing a special afternoon matinee today and a special collaboration of sorts, right?
Yeah. Today is World AIDS Day, which is a day we celebrate the strides that we've made in combating AIDS and HIV, but also remember those that we've lost to AIDS and HIV. And today we are doing a special matinee this Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we will be inviting the Open AIDS Alliance, which serves the Western Montana community in HIV prevention and care for those living with hepatitis and AIDS. And we will be passing the hat, so to speak, just to give them an opportunity to raise a little bit of money. But we'll also be having a special talk back with the cast and some important folks so that we can have a larger discussion of what the play means to the audience that's there today, because we want to hear from the audience. We want people to be talking about these issues. Angels in America is an inherently political play. It's also a very personal play, and it starts conversations. And so today's World AIDS Day performance is about continuing that conversation. And then we run for the rest of the week, Tuesday through Saturday, and hopefully that conversation will continue on this week as more and more people hear about the show.
That matinee is this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll give you ticket information in just a few minutes. Can you talk a little bit, John, about putting together this production? It's a university production, obviously has students involved with all facets of the production. You also have some professional actors on the cast. Maybe give a few highlights of some of the folks involved.
Our design team is entirely students, except for Mark Dean, who is a professor of lighting design, who's doing the lighting. But he also has a student assistant working on it, and he actually tasked out the large climactic special effects moment to his student assistant as an experience. But we've been working since about May, coming up with the design. Tony Kushner says in his foreword that it should be very minimal, it should be actor-driven, and spectacular. And Jaden Velasquez, our scenic designer, using only hog wire and a little bit of welding material, has managed to come up with a beautiful New York cityscape that we've created on the Montana Theater stage. And if you know the play, or if you can surmise from the title of the play, there is some inherently spectacular stagecraft that has to happen at the climax of this play. And so the only theater we can really do it in is the big, huge 500-seat Montana Theater. The Deus Ex Machina that comes in at the end is quite spectacular. We also have a cast that's primarily undergraduate students. Most of them are graduating seniors who are going to be leaving us this year, so this is their big swan song. And we also have Todd Hunter, who is a professional actor from the New York stage. You've also probably seen him in soap operas. I believe General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful are on his resume. He's also been in The Lion King on a national tour. And he's in Missoula right now studying at the University of Montana. He decided to take some time off from his professional career and get a liberal studies degree, which is just fabulous. And he's a great resource for us because not only is he here as a student, but he's here as a professional. And he's teaching by doing with our students. And it's just wonderful to have him.
We're talking about Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches. It's being staged at the University of Montana. The afternoon matinee will be today at 3 o'clock. The production also runs Tuesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. It's at the Montana Theater on the UM Missoula campus. The UM Arts Box Office, best place for tickets and information?
Yes, you can go to our box office. You can also go to our website. We have online ticketing, so if anybody's coming in from out of town, they can order their tickets in advance and pick them up at the theater.
Nice to speak with you today. John Kenneth DeBoer is director of the show and associate professor of the School of Theater and Dance at the University of Montana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.